there's a whole lot of people in the world who think that quitting smoking is like close to impossible. Like very few people can pull it off. This made sense 40, 50 years ago when people had trouble finding long-term ex-smokers. You know, most people who smoked back then just smoked till it killed them. They didn't even know that it was going to kill them. They took it up before they realized there was any danger to it. But now, to have this perception like quitting smoking is impossible is ludicrous. We have more former smokers in this country right now, in the United States of America, we have more former smokers than actual people smoking, which means over half the people who used to smoke, they don't smoke anymore. They've quit smoking. They have this idea like, oh, quitting smoking is close to impossible, is ridiculous considering you have so many people who have quit smoking. What people need to do to understand how possible it is and how it is possible that these people quit smoking is to talk to these people. Find out how they quit smoking. This is a little exercise that I give to everyone who I ever run through clinics. I put it out on the internet quite a bit. I don't want people to take my word when I say quitting a certain way has a better effect than any other way, because why should you believe me? You know, you don't know me. Who can you trust, though? Are the people you personally know, your family members, your friends, your neighbors, people who you knew when they were smokers, people who don't seem to smoke any longer. Talk to the people you know who used to smoke, who don't smoke anymore, and find out how they quit. You'll be amazed at the consistency of the answer you will get from your personal circle of friends and family. When I'm saying to talk to people who are ex-smokers, I'm going to qualify them. Talk to long-term ex-smokers. And what I mean by long-term ex-smokers, talk to people you know who haven't touched any nicotine at all. No nicotine whatsoever for the last 365 days in a row or longer. So people who are off for at least 1 year of all nicotine. I'm not saying how they initially quit. I'm just saying find the people you know who haven't touched any nicotine for a year or longer. Find out how they quit. You will consistently hear three answers across the board. The first one you're going to hear is you're going to hear people who said they woke up one day, they were sick and tired of it, and never touched one since. These people drive you nuts, because they won't give you any more information than that. Well, that's all they remember. That may be all that happened. They may have tossed it one day, and that was it. They didn't give it a second thought. They never looked back. There are a lot of people out there like that. There's another group, which are also kind of common, and that is people who get sick. Now, cancer, not heart disease. They get a cold. They get a flu. They feel miserable. They can't smoke. They can't eat. They're just under the weather. They feel horrible. They're down with the infection for 3, 4, 5 days, whatever it is, and then the infection starts to dissipate. They start to get better, and then all of a sudden they realize, wow, I got 2 or 3 days under my belt. Let's see if I can keep it going. And they kept it going. The last scenario that you will often hear is someone who goes to a doctor's office and gets an ultimatum. Hey, quit smoking. Drop dead. Your choice. They've got something wrong. Something's happened. The doctor has identified it, and they're basically laying it on the line. Smoking, if it wasn't the cause of the problem, it's an aggravating factor, or it was the cause of the problem, and their life is on the line now if they don't stop. And sometimes those people stop smoking. If you go talk to long-term ex-smokers who you personally know, not people you read about on the internet who you've never met before, who you never see, who you're never going to meet, people you know as smokers and people who are long-term ex-smokers, you're going to find that the vast majority, if not all of them, will fit into one of those three criteria of how they quit smoking. What's interesting about those techniques, they were all the same. The surrounding circumstances that initiated the technique varied, but the technique that they used was the same. They quit cold turkey. They didn't plan those quits. There's this perception out there, oh, you got to think about it a lot in advance. You got to plan for weeks. You got to plan for months. You got to plan for years to quit smoking. Listen to the stories of the long-term ex-smokers, again, that you will encounter. They woke up one day sick and tired of it. You don't plan on waking up sick and tired of something. They get sick. People don't plan on getting sick. They get ultimatum by their doctors. People don't plan on getting that ultimatum. They hope when they go to the doctor that nothing is wrong. In fact, a lot of smokers avoid going to the doctor so they don't have to hear that smoking is a problem. But if you listen to the people who have quit, they didn't plan in advance. They, for one reason or another, they got motivated one day, and they acted on that motivation. They act on it, and they stop smoking. And now, to keep that quit going, all they have to do is keep remembering why they've committed to never take another puff.